echoes of the past in D-Day tribute.
Oh, Lord, give us faith.
White House feels GOP pushback.
There is not much support in my conference for tariffs, that's for sure.
Deputy arrested 16 months after school massacre.
He was a coward and he froze outside the building.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump and Queen Elizabeth are part of the ceremonies in Portsmouth, England, one of the departure points 75 years ago for the D-Day invasion, an epic turning point in World War II. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Steve Dorsey.
Remembering a free world working together on the eve of the D-Day invasion.
And the British workers gave of their best.
And a nod to a different time. With a salute to the stories of D-Day heroes.
Out of the several hundred agents working behind enemy lines, many were women.
President Trump offering his own tribute, reciting this prayer.
Almighty God.
Delivered on the radio by his predecessor, Franklin Roosevelt, on June 6, 1944.
This day have set upon a mighty endeavor.
Later today, President Trump will travel to his golf resort in Doonbeg, Ireland, before marking D-Day in Normandy, France, tomorrow, where correspondent Anthony Mason is.
There are 9,380 headstones here. Many of the servicemen buried in this cemetery died during the D-Day invasion. In fact, that number, 9,380, is only a third of the Americans lost in the Battle of Normandy. Their headstones are all facing home toward the U.S. The events of today and tomorrow will be one of the last opportunities to honor those who fought in World War II with veterans still alive. Of the more than 16 million Americans who served, fewer than half a million are still with us, most well into their 90s now.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in London, where with the D-Day anniversary in mind, an interviewer asked the president if he regrets not serving in Vietnam.
So I was never a fan. This isn't like I'm fighting against Nazi Germany.
But he explained he believes he's making up for it now by increasing the Pentagon budget.
$700 billion I gave last year, and then this year $716 billion. And I think I'm making up for it rapidly.
On ITV's Good Morning Britain, the president was asked about the controversy that followed him here.
I don't mind clearing it up, actually.
Mr. Trump insists his remark about Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, was misconstrued. But he continued to use the word nasty to describe what an interviewer told him the Duchess of Sussex had said about him.
I wasn't referring to her. She's nasty. I said she was nasty about me.
Mr. Trump says he shared warm words with Prince Harry at Buckingham Palace, and neither addressed the controversy. The president says he spoke at length with Prince Charles about a passion of his.
He is really into climate change, and I think that's great.
But Mr. Trump didn't sound persuaded that the U.S. should do more to curb it.
It used to be called global warming. That wasn't working. Then it was called climate change. Now it's actually called extreme weather.
Well, back in Washington, there is discontent in President Trump's own party over the plan to begin slapping tariffs on Mexican products beginning next week. Mr. Trump calls it a strategy to get Mexico to do more to stop the flow of migrants. Capitol Hill correspondent Nancy Cordes says Republicans are sounding off.
They say you hike tariffs on Mexico by as much as 25%, which is what the president is threatening right now, and you simply end up charging American consumers more for Mexican goods. Senate Republicans gave White House officials an earful at a lunch meeting yesterday, urging them to reconsider or risk a resolution of disapproval.
Now to Parkland, Florida, where nearly 16 months after the high school massacre that left 17 dead, the school resource officer on duty that day, Scott Peterson, has been arrested. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says he never went inside the building to help.
Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter Jamie died, tweeted following Peterson's arrest, "Rot in hell. You could have saved some of the 17.
Well,
Lori Alhadef lost her daughter, Alyssa.
It's very painful for me to know that he had a gun. He was supposed to act. He had a duty to act. That was his job.
Peterson was charged following a 15-month investigation. The 56-year-old faces 11 criminal counts, including child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury. Surveillance footage shows Peterson never confronted the 19-year-old gunman. Instead, a commission report says he hid for about 48 minutes after the first shots.
The deaths of three Americans at a resort hotel in the Dominican Republic are under investigation. CBS's David Begno says one of them, Miranda Shope Werner of Pennsylvania, was said to have been in good health.
The family says Shope Werner collapsed and died shortly after she had a drink at the hotel. Now, the U.S. State Department says 5 days before that, Edward Holmes and Cynthia Day from Maryland were found dead in their hotel room at the same hotel. An autopsy found the Maryland couple had respiratory failure and a pulmonary edema. That's a condition caused by excess fluid in the lungs.
About 50 people got sick when too much chlorine was pumped into a town pool in Pleasant Grove, Utah. 15 kids and an adult needed hospital treatment. It's a bad scene along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. People in many communities are using sandbags to try to hold off floodwaters.
I'm Jim Crisill in St. Louis. The rain-swollen Mississippi River is so high, it's pushing floodwaters back up smaller rivers. That has caused Tracy Gable's apartment complex to be evacuated.
I'm at ground level. I'm not happy about that. I did not think about the flooding when I moved here, honestly.
The Mississippi River near here could crest Thursday at its second highest level on record.
Down under, police raided the offices of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation amid allegations it published classified material. It's linked to a 2017 story that suggested the country's military committed possible war crimes in Afghanistan. Just yesterday, the home of an Australian journalist was raided over a separate story. Oakland, California has become the second U.S. city to decriminalize magic mushrooms. Denver was the first. Supporters say they've helped with depression, PTSD, and drug addiction.
We should be able to cultivate these relationships with these natural organisms. You know, I think there's a lot we can learn from them.
To the south in Beverly Hills, the city council has banned tobacco sales of all kinds at stores, gas stations, and pharmacies. Some hotels and cigar lounges are exempt. A guest who booked a hotel room got an unexpected awakening, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
The internet is cheering a Holiday Inn Express employee in Austin, Texas, for his response to a woman who used a racial slur when she booked a room.
My mother died.
I understand that, but you called me a...
No,
you weren't sorry when you said it on the phone.
When the woman tried to check in, Craig Brooks, who's black, told her it wasn't possible. His response has turned into a viral hashtag.
It's above me now.
Brooks tells Business Insider, you have to know how to find alternative ways to handle racism and combative white people without being aggressive. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A new record has been set in the sale of a New York City townhouse. $80 million is what one went for on Manhattan's East Side. According to the Wall Street Journal, it was bought by a former hedge fund manager. It has a pool and a movie theater. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.